Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3134, 9 Good Decisions You've Waited Too Long to Make, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read to you every day covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. So with that, let's get right to another article and start optimizing your life. 9 Good Decisions You've Waited Too Long to Make, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. As you're moving at the speed of life, it's easy to overlook the basics, the simple, good decisions that make life sweeter. Regardless of how we advance and grow as a society with new technologies, skills, and ideals, the fundamentals in life haven't changed. It's still best to be cordial and kind, to keep an open mind, to make the most of what you have, to work hard for what you believe, to stand strong and learn from your mistakes when things go wrong, and so on. If you aren't doing so already, you've waited too long. It's time to, 1, be present. Being completely present is extremely important, being actively in the here and now for yourself and for the ones you love. Fortunately, doing so is an easy thing to accomplish. It's enough to simply take a few deep breaths, pay attention, and let go of thinking and planning for every other time and place. Just come back to where you are, breathe in, breathe out, and smile. You are right here, right now, in this moment we call life, which is in itself a miracle worth paying attention to. 2, leave the past behind you. You act like it's you against the world, but it's really just you against yourself. You become a prisoner in your own mind when you cling to the pains of the past. Instead, be free and cling no more. If you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will always reward you with a new hello. So keep your faith as you put one foot in front of the other. It won't make things any easier, but it will make things possible. 3, make conscious choices. All the choices you've made in your lifetime have brought you to this point. Where do you want to go next? You've learned many things from the path you've walked in the past. What do you wish to learn today? From an infinite pool of possibilities, you've selected specific goals and specific ways to spend your time. What are the possibilities that most interest you now? Life doesn't happen to you, it happens because of you. It's what you choose to think, do, and create in each moment. So what do you choose? Right now is an opportunity of a lifetime. 4, work hard for happiness. You're allowed to cry. Extremely happy people cry too. The reason they're happy is because they understand that unhappy moments are fleeting. Instead of dragging them down, the weight of rejection, the disappointment of failure, and the pain of heartache fuels them, It motivates them to make positive changes going forward because they realize that happiness is not a fleeting state of mind. It's a lifestyle choice that requires the willingness to work through the tears and do what's necessary to make tomorrow a better day. Number 5, start doing. Don't let what you can't do stop you from what you can do. No more excuses, no more wasting precious time. This moment is as good a time as any to begin doing what matters most. Start exactly where you are right now. Do what you can with what you have right now. Stop overthinking and start doing. Number 6, take baby steps. It only takes a couple minutes to make a little progress, and a little progress quickly adds up. It only takes a couple seconds to express a little kindness, and a little kindness can mean all the difference in the world to those around you. It only takes a simple attitude adjustment to build a little positivity, and little positivity is what makes great things possible. Get in the habit of making small positive changes like these, and soon you'll be experiencing big accomplishments that once seemed entirely out of reach. Number 7, halt the negative judgments. Don't speak if it's not kind. Speak only words of kindness. Don't see everyone's flaws. Look for the good in people. Don't listen to everything you're told about others. Not everything is truth. Be careful placing judgment upon someone, for you are unaware of the battles they're fighting. Instead, pay closer attention. Figure out why they live the way they do. Every person in this life has something to teach you, and as soon as you accept this, you open yourself to truly listening and learning. Number 8, give yourself more credit. What if you started giving yourself more credit? What if for today you choose to believe that you have enough, you are enough, and that you've come far enough to be worthy? What if for today you choose to believe that you're strong enough, wise enough, kind enough, and loved enough to move forward? What if, as the sun sets on today, you choose to believe that you did a pretty good job? And what if tomorrow morning, you choose to believe it all over again? And number 9, appreciate the good life you have. The secret to a good life is to pay more attention to the beginnings than the endings. So many people say they want a new life, but then they take the new one they get every morning for granted. Don't do this. Don't wait until your life is almost over to realize how great it has been. The good life begins right now when you stop wanting a better one. You just listened to the post titled 9 Good Decisions You've Waited Too Long to Make by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you to Mark. To me, this one is one of those posts that we probably already know, yet we still might not do it. It's a reminder, which is what I often say about this podcast as a whole. Many of the topics or suggestions that come up here could sound obvious, but if you're caught up in the hustle and bustle of the typical day, we don't even think about these things, as obvious as they might be, and then they just fall off. It might seem trivial, but just having this daily reminder can make a big difference. So for example, making conscious choices. It's kind of like a duh type thing, but are we actually doing it? Or are we running on autopilot, just getting through the day as fast as we can so we can wait for the weekend or X to happen, a job promotion or finding a relationship and so on? Even just one conscious choice about what we're going to do with our time today can completely change the path we're on. The simplest of things could make the biggest impact. So I like having these little reminders, and hopefully this podcast can serve the same purpose for you. That's what this show is all about. And with that, appreciate you being here. I could not keep going without you coming back to listen and sharing the show with others. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where I'll have another post for you and where your optimal life awaits.